going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I am definitely ready because we made it and it's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Matt from Carnation. Matt, are you there?
Howdy, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Happy Friday. And Steve?
Yes.
Get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many World Series have the Mariners won?
Zero.
That's correct. Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
He did. Black Sabbath released Heaven and Hell on this day in 1980. Who was the vocalist?
Ozzy Osbourne.
No.
Ooh. Pass.
What is the main dietary staple of koala bears?
Eucalyptus.
It is. What is the chemical symbol for gold?
No. Pass.
What band has played the Gorge Amphitheater the most?
Oh, boy. Dave Matthews?
Yes. Anthony Daniels is famous for playing which Star Wars character?
R2-D2?
No.
Chewbacca?
No.
C-3PO?
Yes. What is the change from a chrysalis to a butterfly called?
Metamorphosis.
That's correct. Boo Boo is the sidekick companion to what cartoon character?
Oh, boy. Deputy Dog?
No. Matt, you got 6 correct. There have been a lot of sixes this week.
I know. What is going on?
I don't know.
Mr. Six himself coming in. Let's go.
Steve Migs, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many World Series have the Mariners won?
That would be a big goose egg.
Yep.
0, but thanks for the reminder.
Who invented the telephone?
Oh, isn't it like telephone day today too? Alexander Graham Bell.
He did. Black Sabbath released Heaven and Hell on this day in 1980. Who was the vocalist?
Oh, Ronnie James Dio.
He was. What is the main dietary staple of koala bears?
Bamboo.
No.
Oh man, I can't pronounce. I hate you. Eucalyptics? Eucalyptus. Eucalypsis.
No!
Damn it!
What is the chemical symbol for gold?
Eucalyptus. AU.
Yes. What band has played the Gorge Amphitheater the most?
Dave Matthews Band.
That's correct. Anthony Daniels is famous for playing which Star Wars character?
He was C-3PO.
He was. What is the change from a chrysalis to a butterfly called?
Metamorphosis.
It is. Boo Boo is the sidekick companion for what cartoon character?
Hey, you. Hey, Boo Boo. It's Yogi Bear.
It is. What 1950s year did the space race between the Soviet Union and the United States begin?
59.
No.
51.
No.
55.
Yes. Steve, with that, you got 9 correct, which is a win. 6-9.
Hey. Nice. Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. You know what's frustrating, though? I would have had a perfect 10 if I could just pronounce eucalyptus.
You're so close.
Eucalyptus?
Eucalyptus.
There's a T in there.
Eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus.
I got so effed by my own stupidity.
But you know what? You pulled it off. You won, Steve. Congratulations.
Thanks. Now hand me over some of that eucalyptus.
Oh, no. Well, if you want to play Beat Migs with us in person, we have a chance for you to do so. And it's happening 1 week from tomorrow. We're going to be down in the land of Steve Migs, Puyallup.
Yes, in Sunrise Village. Awesome spot.
The Red Dog will be the location. We're going to be there from noon until 2. And you can get all the party info at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, the NFL draft was launched, and the Seahawks addressed one of their biggest needs with their first-round pick. Offensive lineman Greg Zabel. We've already learned some pretty impressive statistics about him, but he just might become your new favorite Seahawk already before the season even kicks off.
Especially if you like drinking.
You're going to find out why after Pearl Jam. The first round of the NFL draft kicked off yesterday, and all eyes were on our Seattle Seahawks. Are they going to address their needs, Steve Migs?
Well, we found out not so quickly, but at the 18th pick.
With the 18th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Gray Zabel, guard, North Dakota State.
There's your guy. And so a lot of people were excited. I've heard, I watched a lot of like podcasts and different like analysts that are Seahawks analysts, and they're all just like, this is a great pickup. He's very versatile. He can play any position on the offensive line, and he should be able to just like kind of plugged in and hopefully make a difference from day one.
And he has a great mustache.
He has a fantastic mustache, and it's funny you bring it up. So like, I was watching a bunch of the press conferences, and especially like John Schneider, general manager, coach Mike McDonald, and you mentioned the mustache, and John Schneider, a little fixated on it, like this moment.
He's a little throwback, you know. He is rocking the stash, and you know, I'm not sure if he's still rocking it, but he just exudes this really cool, like, confidence, toughness.
So, okay, right there, he brings up the mustache. That's not the only time that John Schneider needed to address the mustache.
Yeah, he's a really good athlete. I mean, you could tell just by looking at him, right, with the mustache and.
That's the telltale sign.
This is why we picked him. And is there like another player? It's like, damn it, I shaved before the big combine.
The body type, yeah. Yeah, no, the guy's a good athlete. He's really quick.
He's got a great mustache. Of course he's quick.
I love the mustache.
Now, John Schneider did have a concern when it comes to our new offensive lineman. Was it Gray
Zabel?
Gray Zabel. What's a crazy name? Here we go.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But he just checks, like I said, he just checks every box. There's nothing you can really. Except, would you say he was like? What do you say he was drinking? Bush Light or something?
Yeah,
that's not. Yeah, you're not checking a box there.
Okay, what's happening here?
I mean, that was the drink of choice in Pullman, and I don't think I've had Bush Light since
Bush Light and Keystone Ice. Ugh. That was. I feel like the entire like campus of Plattsburgh, New York, definitely kept those companies in business.
He needs to switch it up a little bit.
This question is for both of you guys.
Yeah, he's in college. Good point. He's in college.
All right. At least somebody did make a good point to say, hey, look, man, come on. Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
He's got a sweet mustache. Let's go. So afterwards, then, Gray Zabel, he spoke to the media on like a conference call about being picked number 18. And somebody asked him a great question about his name because Gray is a strange. Gray Zabel. And they wanted to know the backstory behind it. And his answer was awesome.
No, I think my mom just named me that. Growing up, she used to tell me I was named after Grey's Anatomy. But
wow, that just tells me how young his mom is.
But I soon found out when I was kind of a teen that Grey's Anatomy came out in like 2005 or 6. So I'm born way before that. But
right, so it's not that old. And then my favorite part of the entire interview, to go back to John Schneider's concern, was this answer to this request, this question from a reporter to our brand new Seattle Seahawks player, Gray Zabel.
What do you do tonight? What do you do tomorrow before the Seahawks send you out here?
Man, I'm probably going to start diving into these Busch Lights and celebrate. Have the 12-hour rule. We get to celebrate it for 12 hours when we get back to work. So.
Isn't that awesome?
Sounds like a fun dude.
He does seem like a pretty fun guy. Minus the whole playing board game. I'm kidding, that part. We talked about it earlier. But he does seem like a good dude.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'd throw down some Busch Lights with him any day.
Well, I mean, you know, unless you want to be like, you know, John Schneider and have concerns about it. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He just checks, like I said, he just checks every box. There's nothing you can really, except would you say he was like, what did he say? He was drinking Busch Light or something?
Yeah, he's so funny.
Get that man a men's room IPA.
There you go. Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
We know you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Call now and you could win Disturbed tickets, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Disturbed. They are bringing the 25th anniversary of the Sickness Tour to Climate Pledge Arena on May 5th with Daughtry on the bill.
It's going to be a fun show.
Our contestant this morning is Steve from Westport. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Let's spin this wheel and see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? You're damn right it is.
Oh, boy. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Here is your clip.
Just talking about them earlier.
Nirvana smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, baby. That was... Steve's like, what's so hard about this game?
See, I got this.
Yeah, too easy.
Come all back right to me when it's harder.
Steve, whoa.
Wait a second. Don't take
oh, my God. No, thank you.
That sums up my marriage.
All right, Steve, you did your part. Steve's doing some other weird part over here.
I hear the calls for that.
Now I'm ready for my clip, Danny.
I don't think we are. Hello,
darkness. Yeah, definitely come back.
That would be Disturbed covering The Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Which is a band that you will get to see live now. Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Steve.
We can't expect the energy to be high on winning these tickets when you're playing this.
I know, you're welcome.
Thanks a lot, guys.
I have to say, do you know who loves Westport more than anyone I know?
Your son.
My son, Barrett. I have asked him where he would like
okay,
to go.
Okay, we're good with the song. Fully fine with that song.
I have asked Barrett, where would you like to go next time we get on an airplane? And he has said Westport every time.
Can you take a plane to Westport?
I mean, probably. It might be very expensive.
I can hit up my buddy MK. He's got a plane. He could probably fly in there.
Like, you don't want to go to Hawaii. You don't want to go to Florida. You don't want to go to California. Nope, just Westport.
That's awesome.
Wants to hang with Steve.
Yeah, but that'll save you some money. It's like whenever we're like, hey, what do you want for dinner this weekend? You know, sometimes like when we splurge, and usually it's like sushi or teriyaki or Thai food, and like all those are not like they're not like overboard expensive, but they're not cheap. And I always laugh when she's like Chipotle. I'm like, well, that is definitely the cheaper option. So yes, we could splurge on some Chipotle for you there, buddy.
Do you pay extra for guacamole?
Yes. Yes, yes, absolutely. And I had to put out a second mortgage to be able to afford it.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Nirvana. Throughout the show, we've had some great calls, great texts, but we haven't had a chance to chat with just everybody yet. But the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do give a call if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. Our number is 206-803-ROCK. Now, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, last night, the Seahawks got to finally make their first draft pick. It's very exciting. The draft is underway.
Yeah, so we actually addressed one of our needs as opposed to just picking something at random and or trading the draft pick. So it was kind of nice to be like, oh, you addressed one of our needs. Freaking awesome.
Well, we have a radio sister named Natalie. She's from Wisconsin. She works at WIXX 101. And Natalie, you are there doing draft things right now.
Hello. Yes. How are you guys doing? It is crazy over here right now.
It's great to hear from you. Yeah. On the video, like it's just watching on TV, man, it just looks like a massive party. And I'm like, I'm a little older. So like I'm thinking about like the times when I remember watching, you know, the drafts like 10, 15 years ago. And it was just like kind of stuffy or just kind of like whatever. Now it's a full on rager.
And you hit the nail on the head with saying rager. So we get out there at noon and it's already a sea of green and gold. Like the Packer fans have definitely showed up, even though all 32 NFL teams are represented there. You just see a sea of green and gold. And by the time the draft actually starts, Packer players are done. They're ready to go to bed. And it's like, then you see the other team start strolling along. And I've heard people say, like, don't try and keep up with the Wisconsin team. And
you'll never make it.
Yeah, I got to imagine.
You'll never make it.
I feel like Packers fans and Bills fans are the fans that I want to party with the most, but also I don't think I could keep up with.
Well, why don't you come here for a game and you can find out.
Natalie, we talked about it earlier this morning because we were talking about how crazy people are, like, you know, selling parking spots on their lawn for like $100, $150 a pop. And I said, as far as bucket list, I need to get to Green Bay to experience a Packers game because I just love the idea that the stadium is just like plopped in the middle of a community.
Yes, Lambeau Field is a lot of people's bucket list stadium to go to. And this kind of beats, you know, two heads with one stone by getting to experience a draft and getting to see Lambeau. And the great thing is that the NFL draft experience for fans is completely free. And that's another thing because you get to walk through Lambeau. You get to see the red carpet. You get to see the NFL draft stage. And they even made a Wisconsin dive bar as well. So even if you don't have time to go out to the bars, they've made a replica of what the Wisconsin dive bars look like. You don't know how to play bar dives? We got you. They're going to teach you there right there on the spot. Shake of the day, what pull tabs are. And if you win, you actually win some fun swag.
This sounds awesome.
What the hell is the shake of the day?
Well, again, you're going to have to come here and experience it. I can't say all of it.
Yeah. Fine. All right, I'll book my ticket right now.
We'll see you this season.
Natalie, what has been like the craziest thing or craziest person or craziest thing you've seen while doing all of this draft excitement?
The way that people are going all out in their gear. We saw an actual group of guys as a football team as the first Packer uniform, which was really unique and fun to see. But then we have the Eagles fans that are so crazy and chaotic. We all know they're a bunch of bullies, but they have the best outfits as well. We have the Bears, not a lot of them because they keep getting booed everywhere that they walk.
That was crazy yesterday watching the draft, and they were having like a tribute to Mongo, Stephen Michael, I believe his name is, and like, you know, and mm-hmm. talking about the Bears, and then in the background you hear the fans just go, the Bears still suck. I'm like, this is not
that's
the right.
Not even the worst. That's not even the worst part. They were we were quiet because we're not jerks, right? So we're a little quiet during all of that. But as soon as they started, the Bears logos then came back up. Oh my gosh, the thunder of roars of the booing when the Bears still suck. Like, yikes.
I'm pretty sure like the league thought, oh, you know what? We'll have a touching tribute to a guy who recently passed away. A very sad story. Nobody's going to take shots at the Chicago Bears if we do that. But you're right. You show the logo. No one's really paying attention to what they're doing on the stage. You just see the Bears logo and it's like a instant reaction.
Yeah, you know, I feel bad for them here. They stick out.
So Natalie, I noticed on your Instagram, and people can follow you on Instagram at Natalie_on air, that you were holding a WWE championship and you... What? Shut up. I'm a wrestling fan. And
listen, I was just at WrestleMania, okay? I am inspired. Would you like to get RKO'd? Like, what are we doing here?
Oh, I was just going to ask you. You went to WrestleMania. You're here. You're now at the insanity of the NFL draft. Which has been, like, the most fun for you, if you had to compare the two?
Oh, man. You're putting me on the spot. You're going to make me get in trouble because obviously I'm going to say WrestleMania.
Yeah. All right, then. Also,
this is work.
Which of the two fan bases needs deodorant more?
Oh, man. I mean, you want to put WWE fans against NFL fans?
Well, as a wrestling fan, question. I totally understand.
I feel like it's a circle pit ready to happen.
Oh, it's insanity. That's awesome. Well, thank you for taking some time out to chat with us about the draft. It looks like it's a blast over there. Maybe we need to make a road trip to Green Bay, guys.
Yeah.
Come on down. We'll take care of you guys. It'll be fun.
Awesome. Rock on, Natalie.
I need that shake of the day.
Yeah,
whatever that is, I'm in.
The Daily Mix Show.
Exactly 1 week from tomorrow, we will be invading Puyallup. We're going to be at the Red Dog in Sunrise Village, and we're calling it Sunrise de Mayo, our little version of a Cinco de Mayo party.
Ask Taryn about the shake of the day.
I would love to try the shake of the day. It's dog friendly. It's kid friendly. It's Steve Miggs friendly. Get all the info at KISW.com. We're always trying to keep up with the trends on social media.
We sure are.
Are we hip?
No.
Not at all.
Far from it.
But there is this new trend happening where people are asking ChatGPT to roast a photo of them.
Okay.
So you just submit your photo to ChatGPT and you ask the robots to have a good day with you.
I have noticed a couple of my friends posting like the answers. They're pretty comical because apparently artificial intelligence, kind of savage.
So we had to jump on this bandwagon for sure. And we used a photo from our show and put it into ChatGPT.
So if you go to like KSW's website, you see like the picture of us on there, and it's just a picture of the three of us. And to describe it, there's Danny. He's got his bleached hair. He's got a sweatshirt that says Seattle. You've got like, what's that, like a cardigan? With like some stars on it. I'm just wearing like a basic ass plain black polo shirt and some like tan pants.
Yes.
And that's the picture.
It's quite lovely.
Yes.
So we wanted to see what the robots would say about our photo, and we enlisted the help of the late great goat, Gilbert Gottfried.
He was, I mean, truly the best when it comes to roasts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this is from artificial intelligence about our show, and it starts off talking about the show just in general. You ready?
Yeah.
A Daily Mix Show, where three adults that wake you up by yelling over each other about burritos and Metallica.
I feel like it's more burgers and Nickelback, but you know what?
Close enough.
All right, now it focuses on members of the show.
Taryn Daly.
Are you ready?
Oh, God. Yes.
is serving Pinterest witch vibes with that constellation cardigan. You look like you drink wine out of a mug that says, don't talk to me until Mercury's out of retrograde. You look like you start every conversation with, as a Sagittarius.
Oh, brutal.
I mean, not wrong, though.
Are you a Sagittarius?
A Capricorn.
All right, now it's on to me.
Okay. Mix has the body of a gym rat and the smile of a guy who says, bro, at least 6 times before breakfast.
Bro, I actually don't mind that. Sometimes.
It's actually 7.
I kind of feel like that's like the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
His arm sleeve screams midlife crisis in Dolby Digital.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
Dolby Digital.
Bro, that's pretty good.
Mix is looking like Vin Diesel if he took a weekend course in personality.
Oh, ouch.
So is that a shot against me or Vin Diesel?
Kind of both.
Okay.
Those khakis, what, were cargo shorts too edgy?
All right. And now our friend Danny V.
And he looks like his hair was styled by a lightning strike. He's got the vibe of a guy who owns way too many Funko Pops and calls every minor inconvenience epic.
Well, that part, right? I don't know about the Funko Pops. You're more of a bobblehead kind of guy.
Yeah, I only have like 2 Funko Pops.
That hair says, punk's not dead, but your sweatshirt says, I get excited about Costco samples.
Both true. And then it wrapped up by taking another shot at the entire show again.
You all give up strong. We're the cool parents at the PTA, and we brought Fireball to the bake sale energy.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, you know what? I don't hate it. I mean, I know we're being roasted, but he pretty much nailed it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Coming out for Walk MS this Sunday. Our whole show's going to be there. It's at Gasworks Park. The walk starts at 10 a.m. The opening ceremony is at 9:45. And if you want to join us, make a donation, all the info is up at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. The draft is going on right now with the NFL. Round 1 was yesterday, then round 2 is today, and it just keeps going all weekend long as they figure out who will be the future of the NFL for the Seahawks and for everybody else. The number 1 pick wasn't a big surprise. The Titans grabbed Cam Ward, the quarterback who's kind of like really it was just like there was no other quarterbacks that are on that level. So
for sure.
Yeah. And then the Seahawks, well, they definitely addressed their needs. One of the biggest needs I think a lot of fans have been asking for. I'm very happy to see that the Seahawks wound up grabbing with the 18th pick an offensive lineman.
With the 18th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Gray Zabel.
And this is awesome because after the fact, he got interviewed by the media. And I think Gray's going to be very popular here in the Pacific Northwest because of this answer when he talked about how he plans on celebrating the fact that he is now a member of the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm probably going to start diving into these Busch Lights and celebrating. have the 12-hour rule. We get to celebrate it for 12 hours when we get back to work. So
it's going to crush some Busch Lights, which kind of concerns general manager John Schneider.
He just checks, like I said, he just checks every box. There's nothing you can really, except would you say he was like, what do you say he was drinking, Busch Light or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, you're not checking a box there. Yeah, he's in college. Good point, he's in college.
You know, a reporter, bad reporting, bad journalism. Somebody should have followed up and said, hey, what should he be drinking?
Yes.
What are you going to give him, John Schneider?
A men's room IPA, obviously.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Shanghai Garden has been in the Chinatown International District for 34 years, and they are closing permanently coming up May 31st. You have a couple weeks left to go in there and get some delicious food.
Have you ever been there?
I know this place. My dad took me there when I was a much younger version of myself. I remember it from my childhood, but I haven't been there in a long time, and now I think we should go.
Well, yeah, we don't have much time.
No, we got a couple weeks.
All right, let's make it happen.
Field trip.
That's awesome. Mariners, another big win yesterday, beating the Boston Red Sox. Brian Wu pitched 6 strong innings. Is now the Mariners won 4-3. coming back home. They're playing tonight over at T-Mobile Park. You can see them as they're taking on the Miami Marlins. Hopefully another victory for the Mariners. Hopefully they win another series. That would be pretty freaking cool.
Tammy Clevenger. She was Morton's former city clerk and treasurer, and she is being charged with federal wire fraud. Allegedly, she stole over $930,000 from the small town over the course of about nine years.
Where is Morton, Washington?
Morton is it's southeast of here, I'm pretty sure. Someone's going to correct me if I'm wrong.
Did you know that it's the railroad tie capital of the world?
I did not know that.
I didn't either until I just Googled where the hell is Morton, Washington.
Also, I mean, $930,000, that's $100,000 a year, essentially. Like, maybe just go a little bit less than that. That seems like a very large number.
I mean, the fact that nobody picked up on it.
No.
That's insane. All right. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 69 degrees today.
Nice.
It's going to be sunny. That is the DMV brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.